With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. A Helena judge has blocked Montana from using a particular drug in executions, saying it does not meet the standards set by state lawmakers. Today, District Judge Jeffrey Sherlock ruled that medical evidence shows that the drug pentobarbital is not, quote, an ultra-fast-acting barbiturate as required by state law for lethal injections. The state's execution protocol lists pentobarbital as a substitute for sodium pentothal, which is no longer available for use in executions in the U.S. Department of Justice spokesman John Barnes says state attorneys are reviewing Sherlock's decision. New fundraising reports show that Governor Steve Bullock has more than $776,000 to spend on his reelection campaign. In the last quarter, the Democratic incumbent raised just over $286,000 and spent more than $105,000. That leaves him with just over $776,000 in the bank for the upcoming governor's race. His possible Republican opponent, Bozeman entrepreneur Greg Gianforte, has raised more than $255,000 since forming an exploratory committee in August. Gianforte has spent nearly $72,000 so far, leaving him with about $184,000 in the bank as he decides whether to declare his candidacy. The other major Republican to announce a run, Public Service Commission Chairman Brad Johnson, reported raising no money in the period. If you've noticed smoke in the sky west of Missoula, the Frenchtown fire chief says a Forest Service officer has checked it out, and he's pretty sure it's from an unburned island inside the West Fork Fish Creek fire that's been burning since August. Attorneys for Montana consumers and two environmental groups say Northwestern Energy wrongly charged customers at least $8.5 million after a 2013 power plant outage forced it to buy electricity on the open market. The State Public Service Commission today launched a hearing into the rate dispute that's expected to continue for several days. The case centers on costs incurred by Northwestern after the Colstrip coal plant in southeastern Montana was partially idled for more than 6 months for repairs beginning in July 2013. Attorneys for the South Dakota-based utility say it was following state regulations by passing along electricity replacement costs to 350,000 Montana consumers. Earth Justice attorney Jenny Harbine counters that the company should have known about potential problems at Colstrip and should bear the cost for the shutdown. A trial is underway against a miner near Basin who's charged with violating the Clean Water Act. Prosecutors say Joseph Robertson dug ponds in 2013 and 2014 that discharged dredged and fill material into wetlands and a tributary of Cataract Creek in the Beaverhead Deer Lodge National Forest. Robertson lives on the adjacent White Pine Loan patented mine claim. Cataract Creek flows into the Boulder River. He's charged with unauthorized discharge of pollutants into U.S. waters and malicious mischief for injuring the property of the United States. Robertson's attorney says the ponds were to protect his property from fire. Attorneys for Montana consumers and two environmental groups say Northwestern Energy wrongly charged customers at least $8.5 million after a 2013 power plant outage forced it to buy electricity on the open market. The State Public Service Commission began a hearing today into the rate dispute that's expected to continue for several days. Smoky skies west of Missoula late this afternoon are most likely from the West Fork Fish Creek fire southwest of Alberton that was discovered back in August this year. A timber company, the Idaho Forest Group, is calling on Congress to designate the Scotchman Peaks area in Idaho a wilderness. The Bonner County Commissioners adopted a resolution in March calling for the wilderness designation. It says that the area offers outstanding views, recreation opportunities, and contributes to the economic vitality of the region. Also supporting the resolution are several newspapers in the area. 7,009-foot Scotchman Peak is the highest point in Bonner County. A grizzly bear in Stillwater County had to be shot after it killed a herd of cows. Wildlife officials say bears are becoming more active as they search for food before hibernation. Corin Cates Carney reports.
The bear was responsible for a dozen cattle deaths in the Fishtail and Fiddler Creek area since mid-August. It was killed by U.S. Forest Service officials late last week. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks' Bob Gibson says bears in the Beartooth Mountains have had to look for alternate food sources this year because a variety of environmental conditions took out food at higher elevations.
So we're seeing a lot of bears this year, and people think that there are more bears, but there really aren't. They're just all down where people are.
This was just the latest incident involving active bears in recent weeks. Over the last week, a hiker and a bow hunter were attacked by grizzlies in separate incidents, one near Only, and one in northwest Shodo. The bear in the Only incident was killed. At the end of September, a woman who officials say was feeding bears was killed by a black bear near Kalispell. As bears continue to pack on the fat for hibernation across Montana, state wildlife officials recommend keeping garbage cans sealed or out of bears' reach, picking up fallen apples from yards, and carrying bear spray while hiking. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
A broad coalition of groups says it's launching a ballot initiative effort to tackle climate change in Washington state. The proposed statewide ballot measure would cap greenhouse gas emissions and put a price on carbon pollution, though many other details have not been decided yet. A substantial amount of electricity produced at the Colstrip power plant in Montana is sold in Washington. Tune in tomorrow morning for more Montana news. I'm Eric Whitney.